And we welcome you back into the Devil Radio Studios here at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also devilradio927.com. Really excited to talk with our next guest and wrap up the show. And she just got out of a class, just got a teaching in class, but made some time for us. And it's Becky Peterson over at Kula Yoga and Wellness. Becky, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Of course. It's always great to talk with you. Now, we've had a couple of times where we've been able to do some interviews with you over the years. And I'm curious, you know, every time you bring such great positive energy, you just got done with the yoga class. I'm guessing you're feeling really good at this point, really relaxed, right?
Yes, that's the goal. Absolutely. two classes, actually.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness. All right. Well, you've accomplished much more than I have so far today. So good on you for that. Let's talk about Kula Yoga and Wellness. Such a great opportunity for people to get into an activity that does so much for them. So let's talk a little bit about what the business is and then the benefits of doing this type of activity.
Well, sure. So Kula Yoga and Wellness is a yoga studio local here in Cottage Grove. I've been open now for, I'm going on 9 years. So we offer yoga and wellness services, for everything from high intensity yoga all the way to chair yoga and kids yoga programs. We incorporate meditation and other wellness practices into daily classes. And now more than ever, we are working to try to keep our connections and build our connections with other human beings in a safe way. And that's one thing that yoga can do. It brings us together.
I think that's fantastic about so many benefits from it. But also, I have to applaud you for the way you adapted, the way you diversified, especially during the pandemic, of, you know, understanding that there were kids at home and maybe lacking some of the physical activity that they had gotten in a school setting previously. And so you created that option for them and really built up your own little kind of child yoga community, which is fantastic. Tell people more about that.
Yeah, we earlier on in the pandemic, at the beginning of the school year when everyone was virtual, I created a program called Yoga Recess. And it was a free program. It was sponsored by local businesses that contributed to the cost of the program. It was all virtual. It was broken down by age group, and we had free weekly classes on Zoom that were content specific and related to the age of the kids that we were meeting. And we did everything from the 4K kids, the little kids, the 3-year-olds, all the way through high school. And that was just another way for kids to get connected. It got kids connected with kids that were outside of their own district, because we had people from all over the state participating in that program. Yeah, so it was a really good way for just another way to keep kids connected and keep them moving. You know, kids, adults, we're not used to sitting in front of screens all the time. And those of us who have had to have realized that changes our bodies. And the good news is that we can get it back. We can keep that movement in our days, and we can incorporate it into what we have to do to do our jobs right now so that we still stay happy and healthy.
Now, I know you were doing all virtual classes for a while. Have you come back to some in-person classes? What is the current setup? And do you see, even as we come through the pandemic, that you might still offer virtual options?
Well, I am still 100% virtual. And I'm doing that just because it's safe. It's a safe way to reach out to my clients. But that being said, starting next week, a week from today, actually, will be my first in-person hybrid class. So I'm not taking Zoom away. It has been a lifesaver. It's been a lifeline, and it has been a way of keeping connected. And because everybody's comfort levels are different, I want to make sure that everybody can get into a yoga class no matter what their comfort level is. So we're going to start really slow with just my classes, really limited capacity, and there's a Zoom option for each of those classes as well. So there'll either be 6 people in the studio, or you'll be on the TV in front of me taking the class from the comfort of your home. So, you know, that's been, it's definitely been an interesting journey. And no, Zoom and on-demand classes, they're not going anywhere, not at least for Kula. I have reached further than I've ever been able to reach as far as getting people into yoga classes from different states, even different countries. And that's been such a silver lining to this whole craziness that we've been living in. I'm going to continue to do Zoom as long as people want to use it. and recording classes and putting them on demand. So you can take a yoga class with Kula whenever you want to.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think so many local businesses, and in the process, we've all kind of understood the benefits of adapting to using the technology, even when we can, you know, things are completely safe again and there's in-person capabilities at 100%. Just the convenience of it aspect is still going to be a lure for some people. And so I think, again, you're just being able to reach more people, mm-hmm. like you said, and reaching people in other countries, that's pretty cool too. Like, you couldn't do that from your Cottage Grove studio otherwise, right? So that's pretty cool.
Exactly. It's been the silver lining. And that's really, this whole last 14 months has been looking for those silver linings. I have a lot of clients that, you know, back before COVID, they do a lot of traveling and would miss out on yoga classes, and or they get stuck at work late, or they wouldn't get home in time and they would miss their class because there wasn't time to get back to the studio. Now you can just hop on Zoom. I'll send you a link and you can take your class then.
I think there's a little something more to it when you, you know, other than just popping in a pre-recorded video from someone you don't know, either when it's live over Zoom or even recorded over Zoom, if you know that person, you know, there's somebody kind of there to hold you a little bit accountable. And that's a good thing when we're trying to keep into, you know, positive routines in terms of activity
Absolutely.
And exercise. I love that. Talking with Becky Peterson of Kula Yoga and Wellness. The website is flywithkula.com. Becky, so the website brings us to another part. That's something that's a little bit unique about your operation too, the fly part. So tell people about that.
Yeah, so Kula, we introduced and brought to the area Unada Aerial Yoga. And that's kind of our little niche market. I have aerial silks hanging from the ceiling around me, right here in the studio, actually. And it's a fantastic complement to a floor yoga program. It's accessible for all ages. We start with 10 and up. And it's a way for people to experience yoga, experience their body, experience sensations in a silk hammock or a polyester hammock that supports the body in a different way. And it's very accessible. We always do an aerial basics class to begin with, to teach everybody just the fundamentals, how to hold on to the silk, how to get in and out, where to put your hands, how to manipulate the actual apparatus. And then we have weekly classes that use these aerial silks. It takes pressure off the body in a way that the floor can't. It also builds strength from pulling that we don't get from a floor practice as well. And, you know, unfortunately, that is not something that people have rigged in their own homes. So it's been on hiatus during the pandemic, but it will be returning, again, limited capacity. It will be returning in the next several weeks to the regular schedule as well. And as I've been telling everybody else, we will begin again. That's been the mantra for this is we're going to begin again. We're all going to get back into it. And we're all going to relearn and regroup and begin again together.
For a minute, I want to talk to the people that have never done yoga in their lives. Tell people what some of the benefits are. Because this is something that's interesting, right? That we have so many different professional athletes that have adapted in yoga into part of their routine, football players, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I mean, all kinds of body types, all kinds of people, but they realize the benefits. So let's tell people who maybe haven't tried it before what it can do for them.
Sure. Well, so the word yoga means to yoke or to connect together, in like an oxen. And so what are we connecting? We're connecting our body and our mind and our breath. And in exercise, you know, we're really good at moving our bodies, but we oftentimes are thinking about other things. And oftentimes that can lead to us, you know, getting injured or, you know, pushing it too far and then being really sore and just not being mindful of what we're doing. So in yoga, we really concentrate on the movements of the body, being connected to our thoughts through our breath, and making sure that we are present in the moment. There's nothing more present than the inhale or the exhale that we're currently doing. And because of that, we keep ourselves in the space. We're more likely to be attuned to what our body feels like and how deep the stretch is and how powerful the pose is. Yoga has benefits through all of our systems, cardiovascular, our muscular systems, our nervous systems, which are completely fried after all of this. There isn't an area of our life that yoga can't help with. It's accessible. It can be done from a chair. It can be done in your living room, as we've proven this last year. You don't have to have really any special equipment. You don't have to be able to sit down on the floor. So all of the things that you think of that might say, oh, I can't even touch my toes. Well, that's what I'm here for. If touching your toes is the goal, then I will show you the process that it will take for you to get there. So it's really a mindful practice to really nurture and love our own bodies.
Man, I love that. Talking with Becky Peterson, flywithkula.com is the website. The business is Kula Yoga and Wellness in Cottage Grove. Becky's been so adaptable during this time. We were just wrapping up here, Becky, about a minute ago. So I just want to tell people, I was just looking on your website too, to schedule for classes. You've made it really simple. It's on the website. People can contact you. So just go over the quick ways that people want to see the schedule and ways they can sign up and participate.
Yeah, you said it. Just go to flywithkula.com. The schedule is right there. You can click on it and get right there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Kula Yoga and Wellness, or on Instagram, Fly with Kula. There are links there and updates on sales and upcoming events and things like that as well. But just visit the website, flywithkula.com, click on schedule, and it'll take you right there and get you all ready to go.
Becky Peterson, thanks so much for what you do. And thanks for being a great human in our community. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
That's Becky Peterson, owner of Kula Yoga and Wellness. That's Let's Get Local for this week. We'll catch you next week.